Right. The mistake that the Erie Board have made is that they have telegraphed where they need to expand without securing the land first.
Gould and Fisk are stuck in middle management at the Erie, but they represent the new America that Vanderbilt is helping to create. One of self-made men with ruthless ambition. And after years of watching the Commodore dominate, they're eager to build their own empire. They recognize Vanderbilt's plan to buy the line and see the opportunity they've been waiting for.
Competition, I think it's good for the system, and it's really, I think, what most businesses is about, is doing a better job on out-hustling your competitors.
Gould and Fisk begin printing new shares of stock using a printing press they set up in the basement of the Erie offices. Each share they print dilutes Vanderbilt's stake in the company, and they print over 100,000.
There was some fine print in one of the clauses of Erie's charter that allowed the board of directors to issue new stock, unbeknownst to shareholders.
Go!
And so the more shares that Vanderbilt bought, the more he had to buy in order to approach that magic majority.
Their plan is known as watering down stock. Highly illegal today. At the time, it had never been imagined. Its simplicity is brilliant. And Wall Street is never the same.
The only rule was there were no rules. Whatever it took to put your competition out of business, they were going to try to do it.
Unaware, Vanderbilt continues to buy.
Look at the look on his face. Oh, God, I wish I could be a fly on that wall.
The freshly printed shares are hand-delivered to Vanderbilt.
Here are the Erie shares. I assume we control the company now.
Ha 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 ha!